The head football coach of the Amherst Comets. Well, I guess Kostolnik stopped him in his tracks. I was just about to say Mike Passarello is on his way over. But obviously for the Amherst Comets, project number one, and we'll talk to Mike about this. They had an unbelievable player in Kennedy Scaglioso. So we'll see what Mike has done with the Comets offensively. Amherst coming off a 5-4 year in the SWC, 6-4 overall. And Coach Passarello now joins us at the head table to talk a little Amherst Comet football here at the Brew Kettle. Mike Passarello, always good to see you, my friend.
Same here.
You know, I was in Piggy's earlier today, and I thought of you. I thought, boy, all those cups of coffee that Mike had at Piggy's. But certainly, you're now well-established here as the head football coach of the Amherst Comets. Third year, correct?
Yeah. It'd be nice if you could stop up here and buy me coffee.
Don't hold your breath, Mike.
Where do you have your coffee, Mike?
Really, Sunoco on 58.
I'll buy you the coffee. I'm not putting gas in the car.
Sounds good.
That much. So let's talk Amherst Comets 2019. As I mentioned, as you were strolling over, boy, you had one of the premier and one of the more electrifying players this county has ever seen in Kennedy Scaglioso the past couple of years. Obviously, he moves on. So how much tweaking do you do, or do you just say, this is what we ran, Kennedy ran it well, but we're going to stick with the same thing, or is it a combination of both?
Kennedy's going to be very hard to replace, and we've done a lot of tweaking offensively. We're trying to fit the offense to what our kids do well. And, this year I do think that you're going to see a different offense to meet the kids' talents. And, I think it's exciting. I think the kids have taken to it. And as we move through scrimmages, hopefully we continue to improve.
So what can you tell us about this offense? I know you don't want to give away all the secrets, but what have you changed?
I think we're going to be more balanced. I'm definitely not going to give you too much, but I think we're going to be more balanced with the run and the pass, and you might see us in more spread formations at times.
Let's talk a little bit about the personnel that are coming back. We mentioned you got to replace Kennedy, and obviously that's a tough challenge, but who are some of the key veterans as far as Amherst Comet football is concerned?
Well, I think we're definitely counting on Aiden Johnson at running back and linebacker, and we're counting on Kyle Ferguson at wide receiver and defensive back to be great leaders with Clay Carpenter on the offensive line. They were named captain this year. And, our quarterback, Tyler Brezina, is going to be a junior, but we have a lot of juniors that we're hoping that will step up this year and replace the seniors that we lost last year.
Mikey, you get to the point where, you guys were right on the cusp of the playoffs, and you had a heartbreaker with Avon Lake there, or you were right in the game, and you're 5-0, you end up 6-4, and you're right on the cusp of things. That team had come so far. How does the team, Kennedy takes you to a certain point, but it what are you going to do to get to that next step? What do you got to do? You know, we talk about the physicality of the league. Kennedy was certainly a physical kid. He could match anybody in this league on either side of the ball. But what do you do to get to that that physicality of the Olmsted Falls? And you played with Avon Lake, right nose-to-nose, the Avons. What do you have to do to get to there?
Well, I think we are at that physicality. I think we've matched them. I think that we just need to be able to make those plays and finish games. The Avon Lake game, we were up by 2 touchdowns. We had that game, and it was a tough pill to swallow at the end, but we got to be able to finish those games if we want to make the playoffs.
And the growth of the program, those kids came so far in a short time with you now, 3 years. Talk about what are the kids' expectations? Are they in? Are they believing it? Are they to that point where they expect to win every time they step foot on the field? Because I know that's what you instill in those kids. But do you see them getting to that point that says every time you step on the field with Amherst, we're going to win a football game?
Yeah, I think there's total expectations that we're on the same page, that we expect to win the game, and we go into every game expecting to win, and we're not happy when we don't win, and we'll come back and we'll fix it and we'll continue competing. But the expectations is to win the games, and the players have bought into that, and we're going to continue moving forward with that.
What have the scrimmages, what have practices early on shown you so far, Mike? What have you liked, and then what do you and the staff go, okay, we got some work to do before August 30th?
Well, I really like our team chemistry this year. They have really come together, and they're really working hard on both sides of the ball. And we haven't had very many slip-ups, where we've had bad practices, the kids have been fighting through. They've been fighting through that adversity, and we have our first scrimmage this Friday, and can't wait to see. And I think they're excited to hit somebody else.
I think it was Coach Griswold that mentioned, I believe it was, that you didn't start on August 1st.
No, we did not.
Tell our listeners your philosophy there with the later start of the regular season. Kind of what was your mindset?
No, as coaches, I was ready to start August 1st. But as players, and I just didn't want to burn them out. It's a long season. We're in a very competitive conference.
Yes.
And every week you're coming to play a game. There are no easy games. And I just did not want to burn them out physically and mentally. And I hope that will help us this year.
Is that something that perhaps you've seen in the past where all of a sudden you're in week 4, 5, 6 and you're going, man, these kids look a little gassed to me. And if so, how do you handle that?
Yeah, and I've seen that before. And as a coach, you make your adjustments. And again, within this conference, you got to be as fresh as possible and as healthy as possible.
So getting back to what Tom was asking you earlier, you know, with the Avons and the O'Falls and the Avon Lakes, do you sense your team is ready to take that next step? You know what it's going to take. Do you feel you're right on the cusp?
Yes, I think we are, and I think these kids are hungry to make that happen. And I think they've worked all offseason and throughout the summer and 2 days to take that next step. And we're excited to see how it's going to play out.
Is it more a mental thing than a physical thing?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. But overall, I just, you know, it comes down to finishing and getting over that aspect of if we haven't beaten a team in a while, we've got to overcome that. We've got to forget about that, and we got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Mike, you know, my belief is you don't have great teams without great senior leadership at some point in time. Who are the kids that when it comes crunch time, will take over for you on the field? Not just from the play, but the kids will rally around and say, we're going to follow this guy to take us to that next step. Who are those kids for you?
Well, our captains this year are Aiden Johnson, Kyle Ferguson, Clay Carpenter, and Lavelle Gibson, and those guys are expected to take us to the next step. And we also have a leadership group where our juniors and our seniors that were not named captain are expected to help take us to that next level too. So if the pressure's not on the four captains, it's a total team effort if we want to make that happen.
And I apologize. I didn't mean from the pressure standpoint. I just seen that sometimes the kids, and maybe they're kids that you don't even realize sometimes, are the kids that they rally around and say, wow, this kid's going to take us that next step, and they just kind of emerge out of that, just out of work ethic and for whatever reason that might be. And I love the thought of having a leadership team with the juniors and seniors. We had some, back when I was at Bree, we had some great, great teams, but they were always, we had the right group of seniors, but then there was the right group of juniors that kind of filled in and made you a complete team.
Yes. Yes, and that's what we're looking for. I mean, if you're asking for a senior class to do it all, then I think you're not going to be very successful. You need two classes back to back.
That's a great, great point. So, Mike, before we let you go, final question. I asked Grizz earlier, you know, Keystone had a great second half of the year. They won 4 of their last 5, and he was talking about how that fueled their offseason. You know, to Tom's point earlier, where you were right on the cusp in the first half and things kind of didn't go your way in the second half. Can that also fuel a team into the offseason to say, man, look at the first half and where we were. We didn't quite get there. We didn't get to where we wanted to be. Can that incentivize them?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've used that and as fuel, and we have continued. You know, you can come out firing on all cylinders, but it's a long season, and we need to be able to maintain that. And, again, that's another reason why we started August 5th.
There you go. All right, my friend. Well, I know you're not too far from home.
No.
You know, so you can hang here as long as you want. But
well, I really appreciate that.
And stop at the gas station, tell him that Tim said the coffee's on him, see how that works out.
I have no problem tomorrow morning at practice. Yeah, I just like to say shout out to the team. They're listening. They're down at Pogies right now playing a cornhole tournament.
That works, man. Thanks,
good,
Mike.
Good team building stuff there, Coach.
Mike Passarello.